Shoes.
Recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and it is the 8th of November, can't think the day, 2010, and you're on the Q&A for A Fair Recovery for the general website. So let's look at the questions that have been posted today. Just coming slowly but surely here, trying to get my act together. There we go. Yeah, they're all laughing here at the office. So I'm trying to get everything together here, which is not happening yet. This is my personal talk show, and I can't even find my things I'm supposed to be talking about yet. It's gone somewhere, I know. Let's see. There we go. Okay. Okay, everybody, excuse me. I just accidentally closed all of the questions. So, obviously, I had it there and then just shut it off. So, here we go. There we go. I am so sorry that I'm having so much trouble getting going today. Thank you for your patience, everybody. Good. Now, we are back up again. How can I overcome such betrayal? After asking my husband to come back to the house and waiting for 10 months, I finally discovered why he could not. He was living with the affair partner. He said he didn't tell me because he didn't want to destroy my life. The hardest part is that he still wants to contact me. He says he misses me. I can't even contact him because I'm full of sadness, anger, and betrayal, and afraid he'll continue to lie to me. We're officially separated now for 2 months. Lately, I'm having nightmares from all this situation. I'm having difficulty holding on to God's peace. What would you recommend me to do or focus on? Thanks. First off, I just want to say I can't imagine how difficult. I mean, it just sounds like you're shattered. And why wouldn't you be? I mean, given the fact that you know, he did that to you, and even then telling you that, you know, he wasn't telling you simply because he didn't want you to be hurt. You know, and the bottom line is, if you don't want someone to be hurt, don't do it. And so I just want to start by saying it's just horrible, and I am sorry. And for his sake, you know, I do hope that he does what's necessary to figure out what's going on with him. What would I recommend for you to focus on? You know, I think that when you're not ready to do a relationship and you don't even know if you'd want to do the relationship, your thing here where I'm having difficulty holding on to God's peace, you know, I would begin by really trying to focus on spiritual things at this point, and even beyond that, on giving to others, and servitude, I think, is a really good thing. Finding others you can begin to maybe do projects for, people who are hurting. I think you might find that, you know, giving to others as God would lead you, being are providing something meaningful in their lives would be something that would I think give you a sense of maybe fulfillment at this point. I mean, I know that if I were you, I would focus on being very much in the moment. I would have to use a lot of prayer and not even think beyond this day, because when the pain is so intense and you're grieving and you've been deceived and lied to, it's really difficult to think beyond just what's happening. If you remember, one of the things that we talked about in the past is that God does grant us all the grace we need to handle any given situation, but he only gives us the grace to handle that circumstance as we need it. And, as we come into that moment. And so it's very much about staying in the moment. I can only imagine that if you begin to really think about the future and imagine trying to be with him, that would be incredibly fearful. I believe that, we really abandon God, so to speak, or we when we begin to move into the future, jumping time zones, as I call it, and start trying to imagine what's going to happen out there, we leave the presence of God, and now we're trying to handle a circumstance basically in our own power apart from God's grace. And we're not capable of doing that. And so in your situation in particular, I think that would be very frightening. So I'd worked very hard at staying focused in the moment, and biting in the vine, just praying continually. You might try going back and reading maybe Brother Lawrence's book, Practicing the Presence of God. You might find that to just give you some hints. Or Frank Laubach has one, Practicing His Presence, I think is the name of that. Anything that's about being present tense, being in the moment. I think maybe reading some things by maybe Henry Nouwen, The Prodigal Son, would be a good book to read. I'm reading one right now that I really like called by Donald Miller. That's A Million Miles in a Million Years, I think is the name of it. That's going to come to me in a second. Hang on, I'm in the wrong part of my program here. Let's see. Not doing good here. Yeah, it's A Million Miles, A Million Years. That may also be a book that you would find to be useful. I just know that all of this has got to be incredibly difficult. And again, I just want you to know that I am sorry that you're at this place. Oh, excuse me, A Million Miles in 1,000 Years. So I hope that helps a little bit. I wish there were more I could do. And certainly know that we'll be praying for you here at A Fair Recovery. So the next question, can you address how recovery/healing from multiple affairs differs from an affair? My husband has had 5 that lasted for 11 years of our 13-year marriage. Disclosure was 2 years ago. I understand forgiveness and grace and try not to bring up the past because he gets irritated when I live in the past and don't focus on the future. Problem is, for me, I don't have any good years to look back on. I've built a wall and feel like I'm tolerating him mostly to keep the family together, trying to protect the children. I don't feel love for him. He's pushed me away for so many years. Now he wants to build, but I just can't figure out where to start. I wish I would have taken a year away, physically, sexually, to go figure things out, but I didn't. We came to EMS in October, and that was the first time since all the affairs that I've seen an emotional side of him and true remorse. He's nice to me and helps around the house more, but we have no emotional connection, and I can't seem to connect with him without that. I tell him what's missing, but he either doesn't know how to do so or doesn't care. He focuses on work and tiptoes around not knowing what to say or how to act. I know I've been hard to figure out day to day. I have hope, and then I want out. is there anything you can recommend to us to keep us out of the rut? He keeps telling me that I'm not making a choice to love him and move forward. I stayed for 2 years since discovery and feel like I've done all I can short of forcing feelings that aren't there. Thanks. And P.S., I got the book you recommended, No Perfect People Allowed. Good. I'm glad. You need to write me and let me know what you think about it. You know, it seems to me that much of the journey that you and he are on, you know, is you're just now beginning to figure out what that journey looks like. You know, first off, I love this line. I understand forgiveness and grace and try not too hard to bring up the past because he gets irritated. And when I live in the past and don't focus on the future, problem is I don't have good years to look back on. First off, I really don't want you focused on the future, and I wouldn't recommend that you focus on the past. I mean, other than processing through the past, if you've done that and you know the past, you don't want to stay stuck there. But I would really, as I said to the previous question, be focused on how do I live in the moment and stay focused on that, because otherwise this thing is just too difficult and it's really painful. If he's beginning to make progress, I mean, to me that's hopeful, but you can't stall out. You know, I would hope that the two of you are in therapy. I think that's going to be very important for you. And in therapy in the sense of not resolving in the past or figuring out the future as much as can you figure out ultimately how to be intimate? How can you begin to just communicate in a way where you're able to talk and you begin to have something that never developed? Because obviously if there have been affairs going on all the 2 years of your marriage, that part was really never established. And you're right, I do think you're going to need to be able to feel a connection with him before you're going to be capable of doing all of this. So to stay out of that rut, I'd get into therapy and I would begin working on how do we communicate in some new ways. There's a book that I might recommend, another one, after you finish this one, that might be a good read for both of you to do, which would be Parenting from the Inside Out. Can't remember the author of that. And just as a way of kind of looking at attachment, and it also discusses, which I think you'll be interested in, how do you keep from I think are transmitting some of this off to your children. You know, I wouldn't quite give up yet. It's normal, I think, for you to be back and forth. And I don't even know that I would try to figure out things from one day to the next. I think I used the analogy at EMS that, you know, the only way to stay stable right now, because this thing is so up and down, and it is for all couples, is that you pick a point in the future, and you know, whether it be 2 months, 3 months, and at the end of that time period, you look and see, you know, have we been trending better? Have we been trending worse? You know, do we seem to be making progress? Do we seem to be moving forward? Do we not? You know, right now we know that, you know, he's been able to show some true remorse for the first time. And you know, that's good, but you want an emotional connection. So obviously there's got to be some work done to move that direction. And hopefully you can, as you go along, begin to find that sort of connection. And that's where I think individual therapy would probably be very, very useful for you. So that's the end of our questions for the day. I want to thank everybody who posted, and, I hope you guys have a good week. I look forward to speaking again next week. God bless.